The post-match interview.
Renee Gehring is down in the vanquished Geelong rooms, of course. Fifth quarter thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Renee, I believe you're with Tom Hawkins.
I sure am. Tom, thanks for your time. Obviously, always a tight contest against Hawthorn, but they were just a little bit too good today.
Yeah, they were. It was a disappointing day for our footy club. I thought we were kind of in there with a shot in the second half. We kept the game close enough, but to be fair, it was probably just missed opportunities. Hawthorn, I thought, played well as well, but we missed a few opportunities. So, along with that, we just need to get back to work as a team and as a club just to look to, try and improve. Just last month of footy hasn't been our best, so we need to improve.
What do you think, I suppose, is that starting point or that one thing, or is there a particular thing that you think is that starting point to make that change? And you say there was those missed opportunities. What is it, do you think? Is there something at the essence of that?
Oh, I think it's a multitude of things. I think the way that we move the ball is going to complement the way that we defend. So we just probably need to hold on to the footy for a bit longer. I think Hawthorn were up. I don't know what the marks tallies were, but they seem to be able to mark the footy, and probably at times we couldn't. So. And move the ball forward. So, as I said, that complements our defence. And also, we just need to make better defensive decisions earlier, because I think we probably have just put our defenders or our defence under a bit too much pressure with, the way that opposition have been able to move the ball up the ground.
Tom, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. Always hard after a loss. Kinging up in the box with Chuck Berry, Mickey Barlow, Darren Buick and Benny Cass. You're watching it all unfold basically from the goal square or deep inside forward 50. Are your levels of frustration growing as you see the way the ball's coming and you knowing there's just no free-flow footy coming?
Yeah, King, I do move out of the goal square, mate. But, it was a bit frustrating at times today. But, as I said, if we can just keep trying to move the ball forward and put the defence under pressure. I thought we did that, and we looked really, really dangerous at times. We probably just didn't do it enough. So yeah, you're frustrated as a forward when the ball's not coming down the way you would like it. But because I'm a strong believer that you can work hard and get into some really good spots, but you're a product of what happens up the field.
Have you met as a team yet, and Chris spoken to? And if you have, what sort of was the point of his message?
No, look, we haven't. I know the coaching staff will be really disappointed because they put a lot of work into this game, and they're a team that we never take lightly. But I think a few of the key points that I've touched on. We'd just like to move the ball better in attack. We'd like to take the ball off the opposition earlier and put more pressure on them earlier. When I say earlier, if the ball's down in our forward half, we'd love to keep it there and turn it over and play the game in our half, which we did at times, but we just didn't do it for long enough. And we talk about the missed opportunities. It's just getting back to work and working hard on all aspects of our game. So, it wasn't just forwards that missed and... So as a group, we just need to work, because this is, as a player, it can be a bit of a tough time of year. But we've just got to keep grinding it out. The weather starts to turn now, and the sun shines a bit longer in the days, and you start to pick yourself up. But we just need to get back to work and get better.
Tommy, Chuck Berry, once again, mate, you always come on when you lose, and that tells me a lot about you as a character. It's easier to say, nah, not today. So thanks for joining us, and we obviously watch you every week. We analyse the game, and we love it when the Cats do well. We felt today the ball movement was a real struggle, and I was interested, you said, to hold on to it a bit longer. We felt at times there probably wasn't enough attacking through the corridor, in particular when the game was there to be won, and it seemed to just go along the line a lot, Tommy, rather than... Once or twice Cam Guthrie burst through, but there was a lot of kick-to-kick we felt up here.
Yeah, sorry, Chuck, you're right. What I meant to say was hold on to the ball a bit longer, but keep looking to shift the ball forward instead of probably back and lateral. But, we can move the ball back and lateral, but you just got to keep testing the opposition by moving the ball forward. So Probably agree with that a bit.
Okay, the other one I was going to say, I mean, the forward half, and again, this is not doom and gloom, because Geelong are on top, and there'll be a lot of Cat fans driving home, a little frustrated, oh, the bloody Hawks have got us at the MCG. Geelong are on top, we'll just repeat that. But there's a excitement about that forward line, but we felt also, Tommy, today, a couple of those younger boys, Grian and Tommy Atkins, who have been so good in breakout years, harden me to put this in words, do we need a bit of a freshen up and maybe a look at a couple of new faces in there to manage those younger guys?
Look, it's no doubt been a long year yep. for some of those guys that are playing in their first year of football. But personally, I feel like, you know, they're in really good condition physically, and I think they're in a good position mentally. They really help us the way Tommy Atkins applies pressure and can go into the midfield and help out there. So he can play a variety of roles. I think Grian's the sort of player that just needs to keep playing football. He's got an incredible work rate, and that's what we love and respect about him in the team. So
yep.
We've got some new faces down there. I certainly don't think that they need to have a spell or be rested.
Okay.
I think they're playing really good footy. I think as a collective 22, we just need to get a little bit better and as I said, if we can attack better, it'll help those guys. But also, if we can defend better and be more connected as a defence, I think that's going to only, you know, bring them into the game more, because they apply elite pressure and make really good decisions with ball in hand. So they're a really important part of our 22 and our side when we're playing good footy.
Great answer.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve Solar. Speaking with Vanquished Cat Tom Hawkins, here's Michael Barlow.
Tommy, bad luck today, mate. Enjoyed the contest, particularly with James Frawley and yourself today, a couple of older warriors. But I want to talk to you about Frawley and Sicily and their back line, how they, I suppose, they're up and going at the moment. And are they as good going at the moment as you've come across?
Yeah, g'day, Mick. Yeah, good question. They're really organised, Hawthorn. I mean, they've got some really, really well-known players down there that have played a lot of footy together. They miss Grant Birchall, who was a late withdrawal, but they do like to keep their defence intact and do a really good job of that. So they've done it really well throughout the year. And we knew that when we come up against these guys, we're in for a tough contest, because, you know, they don't like to just defend, but they also like to get involved in the game and attack and, you know, and make you work both ways. So we certainly as players, like James and I, have played a lot of footy against each other, Chip, that is, and we certainly respect, I think we respect each other's games really well.
Think
and,
he would,
what,
mate,
and
yeah.
What we've done in our careers, because it sort of started beyond you know, his first few years at Melbourne. We played together against each other in championships and stuff like that. So I always like playing against him. We had a couple of conversations today. We thought we got the rough end of the stick a couple of times, and we both biffed each other and thought it was the other fault. So I always enjoy playing against Chip. He's been a great player, you know, for Melbourne and now for Hawthorn. So certainly getting back to your point, it's a defensive unit that we really respect.
Tom, Darren Buick here. Thanks for joining us. First half was as disappointing I've seen the team play overall, and probably with Hawthorn missing a few simple goals in that quarter, you probably could have been further behind.
Yep.
You come out after halftime looking very much the same. Was there any thought of changing things up a little bit? Because if there is a criticism, and obviously you'd know, we get a lot of feedback from callers and Twitter here that there's no plan B, or they don't change things up. It looked very similar. Was it a thing at halftime just to back in the players and give them an opportunity to turn things around themselves?
Yeah, we like to back our system and back our players that we pick each week. Our coaching staff have got a huge amount of confidence in their ability and our ability to be able to play and execute. But I sort of disagree a little bit. I thought we moved the ball better. We've got to respect the opposition and,
sure,
and how they defend and how they play. I thought they were really good. They had some really good names on paper and they played really good footy. But I thought we tried to. I mean, the missed opportunities. When we finished the game, I just heard a stat, we finished the game,
yep,
we kicked one goal seven. So
yep.
I know we could have been further behind. I thought we improved in the second half. And we just, if we'd kick kicked a couple of, even if we'd kicked one, you know, the momentum builds from there. And unfortunately, just we weren't able to get any real momentum. And sort of get a bit of a run on. But I thought we were in the game. I mean, late, you know, they kicked a couple of goals when we were trying to, you know, attack the game and be a bit more daring. But, yeah, look, we certainly weren't at our best in saying sure. that in the second half. We'd love to play a lot better, but I did think that we looked to be a bit more attacking because I thought we were quite safe in the
first half. Certainly it was that. But and just going on your point there, the momentum when you're saying that, you know, a few of it, Myers missed a goal from close in, and then someone else.
Stanley Radicalia, there was missed shots close.
Does that sort of filter through the team? You go, oh, geez, it's not our day, or and I know that's a silly thing to say in terms of not our day, but it does that filter down into the group?
No, it's a fair point, but I didn't gauge that one bit out there.
Sure.
I gauged that our team were full of confidence. Yeah, it was disappointing that we missed those opportunities, but I still thought. Thought that we'd switch back on and look to keep, you know, playing the game the way that we wanted to. I mean, we had repeat opportunities to score, so I mean that's a good sign. But you know, when you miss sort of three or four of them, and the opposition go down and score, it's sort of I don't know. You can make it what you will, but it, you know, anywhere between a 12 and 18 point turnaround. So we still felt really confident out there, but you know, we just couldn't get the job done.
Tommy, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on Current Footy. You're always great with your time, and you've answered all the footy questions. It's only a game of footy. You'll be back next week. It's the great thing about footy. You get a chance next week. But
up in Sydney.
Happy birthday today.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you, Danny.
The big 31.
31.
31 today.
Welcome. Yeah.
Just a couple of quiet frothies on the farm tonight, or how does that work?
I'm actually going to stay down here. I don't condone it, but I'll certainly, I'm going to tuck into a nice feed at Chin Chin and have a couple of beers. But,
okay.
Good work.
And no
Thank
doubt
you.
You'll get home to see a little bit of the British Open. I want to ask you about that second goal. Were you channeling the sort of British Open power fade Port Rush style back into the breeze? Because it was an absolute cracker.
Well, I always like to tell people that hit the ball left to right as right-handers, but I think it was more of a slice, to be honest, Benny. But I wanted to ask you, I saw your name down this week. How did you hit them?
Yeah, I was all over the shop. I slept well.
So. Saw plenty of the course.
Yeah, I got my money's worth.
You're very good at that, Ben.
Yeah, no, it was good. Look, great to have you on. And the other thing I wanted to mention too, and I know you've just lost a game of footy, so, but 250 games next week against the Sydney Swans, and I think I've seen 249 of them, so it's been a pleasure up here in the box, and no doubt you'll have some family come across from all parts of the compass to see that. But 250 games for the Cats, congratulations, and hopefully have a ripper next week.
Yeah, great stuff.
Cheers.
Tommy,
thanks guys, thanks for having me.
And the bell ringer, how's he going, the old man?
I think we sort of kept him up north in Finlay, kept him away from the spotlight this week because I think it sort of all was a bit too much for him last week after his disappointing efforts and ringing the bell, which is seems like a pretty easy job.
Tom, I know it's not a great day for the club, but hopefully we've put a smile on your face talking to us. We try to have a bit of fun up here and keep it lighthearted. We do really appreciate your time, and no doubt you'll be doing some media during the week for 250. We'll see you around the club.
Thank you. Thank you, boys.
Good
we'll
time.
See you there.
The post-match interview.